like the world. We can't do that, saints. We have to be Christ-like. And we stopped at Romans 10 and 8. And the word is that word of faith, which we preach. And this is Paul talking. He's saying that word is the word that we're talking about. Is that word of faith which we preach. Praise God. That's pretty clear. 1 Corinthians, we're going to be talking about in that 12th chapter. And it says, by the Spirit of God, we have been given. What have we been given? If we're looking at that 1 Corinthians, the 12th verse. We have been given the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, faith, healing, works of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, diverse kinds of tongues, and interpretations of tongues. It tells us about the gifts that we have. And this is all in chapter 12. And we need, that's, it's so important that we read all of the Bible. But all these gifts, the Bible says, they work by the same Spirit of God. You know, these are words from God. We have words that's from God. For everything that we need, every problem that we have, every situation, every need, every desire, every sin, every sickness, every disease, you know, that we might ever face, is in the Word of God. It's in the Gospels, and that's called the Word of God. You know, you have to study that. It is the power of God unto salvation. The Gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And that's what we preach. That's the word of faith that we preach. Everything that we need is coming out of the Word of God. Now, how can you be a Christ-like and you're not abreast of this? And that's not getting down in your heart. God only read heart mail. He does not read how you look, how you smell, how you dress, how you wear your hair, or even your speech and how you talk. God is not really concerned about that. God wants to know what's in your heart. Are you living the right way? Are you being kind to people? You're being gentle? Are you loving, or are you hateful? Are you keeping the word of God in your heart so that you might not sin against him? Love worketh no ill to your neighbors. See, a lot of people have neighbors and they can't stand them. They don't even want to go close to them. You know, that's not God. That's not Christ-like. That's probably closer to the devil. You know, the Gospel is the Word of God which we preach. That's what Paul said. And to recap where we are, we said, this is what we said. It's important that we know that what truth is and who is the truth. You know, we have to know who the truth is. And then we'll be able to rise to God's level of truth. The Word of God is truth. The more Word we know, the higher our faith level will rise. We touched on how vital it is that the church really know their God. And that's where we're at right now. We want to know, and we want you to know, how important your God is. God is super important. But we have to understand that. Most church folks today, you know, they don't know God. You know, they simply know of him, but they don't know God. When the church really know who their God is, they will be able to accomplish the task that has been set before them to do. And there's many things God asked us to do and told us we have to do as his church. You know, miracles, casting out demons, raising the dead, you know, setting captives free, healing the broken heart, curing all sicknesses and diseases. Those are just a few things, workers of miracles. Those are things that God has commanded that we do. And he sent the 12 out, then he sent the 70 out, and then he sent all of us out. And he said the believer will be able to do these things. And we're believers, saints of God. If you're believing the word of God, we are believers in the same job that he gave them, he gave it to us. Daniel 11:32 says, "And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupt by flatteries." Listen to this. This is Daniel. You all know Daniel. He says, "And such as do wicked against the covenant shall be corrupt by flattery." You know, you're gonna be corrupt. You know, when you have you ever heard of flattery will get you nowhere? You ever heard that? Flattery will get you nowhere. Well, it's not going to get you anywhere with God either. And so he said, you know, flattery is not going to get you anywhere. But the people, listen, what's going to get you somewhere? But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Now, if you don't want to be strong and do exploits, then I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. You know, like I told you, that old saying said flattery will get you nowhere. But in the kingdom, the word of God will get you everywhere. Being obedient to the word of God will get you everywhere. And that's where the church need to be operating right now. He said the people. I mean, you can go around and you can be flattered by a pastor. You can be flattered by other members of the church. Flattery, you know, you did that so perfect. You're just, oh my gosh, you're right. I just love the way you did that. And they can go on and on. And he said, flattery just ain't gonna get you nowhere. He said, but this is what the word says. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. We can do bold, daring, striking deeds. We can do miracles when we know God. See how important it is to know God? It is super, super important to know your God. If you know that you can do exploits, if you can be strong and do exploits if you know your God, why wouldn't you want to study about him? Why wouldn't you want to find out who he is and what he can do and what he wants you to do so that you can do those exploits? You know, you can do those miracles. My God, this is exciting. Then Isaiah 40:28, it says, this is what Isaiah is saying. It says, "Has thou not known? Has thou not heard? That the everlasting God," this is talking about God, "that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainteth not, neither is he weary." My God. "There is no searching of his understanding." Can you get a grasp of what they're talking about? I'm asking a question. Can you get a grasp of this scripture? It is loaded. It is powerful. Isaiah 40:28. It says, "Has thou not known? Has thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth." He created the ends of the earth. You know? "He don't faint, neither does he get weary. And there's no searching of his understanding." Now, if you got a problem and the doctors can't solve it and the scientists can't solve it and nobody in this world can solve that problem, don't you know? He said there's no searching of God's understanding. So why wouldn't you go to him and pray and say, "Lord, Open the eyes of my understanding so that I can understand what I need to do. Lord, teach me your ways so that I'll know what it is you would have me to do. See, all this is in the Bible, and we're overlooking all of it because we're trying to have flattery. We're trying to let people, oh, you look so good. Oh, you sung so wonderful. Oh, you got a beautiful voice. Oh, you just read so magnificent. Oh, yeah, flattery. And people like that. But it's not going to get you anywhere. He said the people that know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. That's what's going to get you somewhere, when you know your God. You know, when you're all alone, and you're going through hard trials, and you're pressed down on every end, and all these bad circumstances is coming up, and the knowledge of God and who He is, it can help you. When you're going through all this stuff, you feel like you're being crushed, you can get help if you know your God, you know? It'll give you, the Word of God will give you confidence, and it will comfort you just knowing, wow, hey, I might be tired, I might be sleepy, and I might be weary, and I don't have the answers, I don't have the faintest idea of what I'm going to do or how I'm going to go through these problems. But God, that's what you need to put at the end of that. But God, who is rich in mercy, if I just know Him, you know, He doesn't have any of these problems, and he knows what you need even before you even tell Him. God already knows. He knows this would be in your life. Before your life even began, He knew it would be in your life. See, that's how smart, and that's how past His understanding is so that we can't even grasp how much He can understand, because it's infinite. And infinite means there's no limit. There's no limit to His understanding. There's no limit to His power. There's no limit to what God can do. God can do all things. He said there's nothing. You hear this? There is nothing too hard for God.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree
you died to save man. The Jesus.
Kelly's Sitting Services is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, NOW SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs. Kelly's Sitting Services Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
That's what we call you.